Welcome to the Idaho Minute Podcast. The Idaho Minute Podcast is a lifestyle-forward podcast on all things Idaho.
Each week, we invite passionate, entertaining, and informative members of our Idaho communities to talk about what drives their lifestyle at work and at play.
You can find this episode and more on our blog at idahominute.com. And welcome once again to Idaho Minute Podcast. I'm Jeff Carpenter, your co-host, and I got Liz next to me here, the executive producer. And I'm telling you what, this has been a great kickoff to 2020 as we are looking at an incredible year happening here at Silver Creek Realty Group. And with us today is Toby Hawley. She is an agent here at Silver Creek and a social media expert. And we're going to talk Instagram today. So, Toby, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. And the social media craze continues. So, we're going to talk about that today and how it can benefit you as a business, personally, and just the effects of what social media has on society nowadays. Because back in the day when I was your age, I'm going to date myself big time. Back in the day when we had to walk to school in the snow bare feet. This is all brand new to a lot of people. So, and there's still a lot of people out there that are a little apprehensive about social media. So we want to kind of try to lighten that up today. Yeah. Give it some good character. But first, tell us about Toby.
Well, thank you for the intro. Social media, it's not going anywhere. So I think it behooves us all to kind of take a little deeper look at how it can benefit your business. But yeah, so I got into real estate 4 years ago. I have a degree in psychology, which in the state of Idaho does not get you very far. You kind of need a master's to really expand on that. And so that was my thought. I can spend the money to go get a master's degree, or I can spend the money to get my real estate license. Mm-hmm. And I chose real estate license and just fell down that rabbit hole. But that's kind of how I got started on my sort of specifically Instagram growth journey. As a new agent, I didn't have any money. I, maxed out my credit card getting that license. And, you learn.
So that's kind of a common story.
It is. I feel like it is. Like most of us, we put on our credit card, like $5,000 or whatever it mm-hmm. is. Like that's what it was about when I...
To get started.
Right, to get started. Yeah, to get your fees and your license and all that. So anyway, you get kind of bombarded when you are first licensed and like, well, start here and do this and do that. And the kind of the resounding theme that I got was get your name out there. Like get your name out there and make sure as many people know as possible that you do real estate.
Right.
And so started trying different things. Like I, dabbled in print marketing materials. When I first got started, I did a lot of in-person networking events, which I'm actually still a big advocate of. Right. I'm just a little bit more intentional about which ones I do at this point in my business. But yeah, I started doing lots of in-person networking and started kind of doing more presence on social media. And I found that for me as a marketer, the easiest, fastest way to reach as many people's eyes as possible was online. I mean, it's just, that's where, specifically Instagram, that's where everyone else is hanging out. That's where the right. people are. That's where the eyes are. And so I just made it my number one goal. Like, okay, I need to be as present here as I can.
So a lot of your Instagram, is that solely what you concentrate on in your real estate business? Or are you still doing what some of the real estate agents are doing, is farming their network? They're doing some of the door-to-door knocking, some of the old style
right.
marketing that worked well then.
Right, right. I don't do a lot of that now. I did a little bit more when I first got started, but primarily for me, the main spokes of my business have been Instagram, referral based, and then in-person networking events. Those three have kind of been, and then a lot of my business, when I first started in real estate, my office was in downtown Boise. So that kind of, most of my clients and now my, book of business, they are that downtown lifestyle person. They're walking around downtown. So that's just sort of organically. And then my Instagram is really catered to specific types of homes. Like I do a lot of deals on homes that never make it into my Instagram feed because I'm really intentionally curating a look and an aesthetic and a brand, so that the leads that I do get from that space are pretty specific to the type of home that I'm advertising there.
If you were talking to a new agent, would you tell them kind of that? Would you say find a specific niche in real estate where it's like the homes at Downtown Homes, right, or North End Homes? Or I know a lot of, you know, new agents come in and they go, we're going to shotgun this whole thing, and I'm going to sell a home in Emmett, I'm going to go to Payette, and I'm going to go to Mountain Home, I'm going to sell homes everywhere.
Right. So I say there is no wrong way to generate a deal. There is no wrong way to generate business. Like, if you have leads or clients or referrals or whatnot that want to go to Emmett and CUNA or wherever, and you want to go work there, do it. I mean, I still do. Even now, like, if I have somebody that wants to work in an area that I wouldn't necessarily, like, I'll still go out there and do it. But as far as advertising and marketing goes, I believe there's some benefit. I mean, I want to be downtown. That's the type of home that I like. Those right. are the neighborhoods that I like. And because I like those areas and I live in those areas and I work in those areas, I know them really well. So it's just a little bit easier to convert those types of leads because I'm so, you know, I'm very like, were I to go out to Emmett and try to explain the, you know, ins and outs of that micro market,
right,
wouldn't necessarily be my area of expertise. But
so would that run into the realm of being proficient with your product area?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The more you know about, like, the more I deep dive into the micro markets of even, like, down to the neighborhoods mm-hmm. of Boise, like, they really are so different. And when you really, really know them, that comes across when you're talking to clients.
Most definitely.
Right.
Knowing your product.
Essence. Right. Exactly. When yeah. I start talking about old beaters on the bench, like, it's very clear that I've seen a lot of hairy inspections in those houses, and I know how to navigate those.
So. Some of those homes up there, you have to know a little bit of the history because they were built in the 60s and 70s. Right?
Yeah. And you see the same type of, you know, things that pop up on reports and, right. you know, how to kind of navigate that.
But. And some things you need to look out for that you might yes. not see on the report.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as that end, let's talk about Instagram. And now yes. you're doing some consulting. You also consult anybody, I would assume, yes. that wants to be more familiar with social media.
Yep.
Which, of course, if you don't know about social media, you've been living under a rock for quite a while.
Well, in my experience, so I've been consulting sort of on the side for the past year, only because I've been asked. I mm-hmm. get repeated inquiries over the years, you know, how do you do this? How can I, you know, grow my following like you? Like, how can I make my engagement better? How do I get clients? A lot of agents, you know, sort of fall into this trap, and business owners in general. Social media is an afterthought for most small business owners,
right.
solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, because when you're on your own, you're everything. You're the CEO, you're the CFO, you're the marketer, you're the salesperson, like, you're doing it all. And so I understand why social media is an afterthought mm-hmm. for most, but it's so important. Social media is where the conversations are happening, and you have data, you mm-hmm. know, I have, as a marketer and as an advertiser, I have analytics that I can look at. So I know immediately if something is landing with my audience, if something isn't quite resonating, and I can make adjustments from there. And so a lot of agents specifically that I work with, you know, I see the same type of profile over and over. I see a few hundred followers, you know, and they're mostly being followed by lenders, title companies, other agents. So that's something that I see a lot. Agents kind of wanting to break out of that, you know, right. maybe 200 to 500 follower mark, and it's not converting. And they want, yeah, obviously want it to convert, and they want more clients.
Right. So let's tell people how many followers you have.
I have just over 12,000. There you go. Now. Yeah.
And that's kind of the ability through social media to touch all those ears and eyes, like you say, at one time.
Right.
As we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
So, and I'll add, you see people with, you know, 12,000, 30,000, 50,000 followers all yeah. the time. You can scroll through. I will note that the quality of your followers is, I mean, quality over quantity is something
right.
that I coach in when I'm talking marketing wise, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't necessarily pay attention to the numbers. Figure out who those numbers or who those people are and cater to your audience. Something that I think is so, excuse me, impressive about your particular audience is that your 12,000 followers are here in the Boise area, like within the
right.
Treasure Valley, and they're your target client, which doesn't always happen. And I think right. that's really impressive. Can you expand on how you made that happen?
Yes. So part of my growth strength and almost a hindrance too, I'm a geolocationally based business, right? I'm not marketing to, you know, my business is based in Boise, right? Toby in Boise. The lifestyle that I'm selling in a sense on that platform is Boise, right? So it's a bit slower to grow a business that is geolocationally based, but that's okay. I mean, the point, like you said, is not to grow a mass following. I mean, any more follower count, it doesn't particularly matter. The only thing that I have observed in my business is, I mean, after you get to a certain number, I would say over 1,000, you kind of have a bit more clout in a way. Like people are more quick to hit follow for no other reason than they see that you have other followers. But other than that, that's it. I would rather have 10,000 followers that like what I'm about, they engage with my posts, they're interactive, they're excited, than 50,000 followers who aren't engaging. Engagement is everything in converting leads from that space.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it's very clear that people are interacting with you on your platform regularly. Yep. I mean, I do. I feel like it's conversational and just kind
right.
of an extension of your persona. And that's another thing that I've heard mentioned a lot. Like a lot of people feel like Instagram is so foreign, like it's a far reach
yes.
from who they are. And I mean, it's really an extension of your social being.
Yes,
right?
It like is.
Just kind of a documentation in a way of what you're doing in your day to day. But
right.
it can be right there with you all the time and just a
right.
honestly an extension
right.
of your social.
Right. And what I tell my clients when I'm consulting, you know, I hear every now and then like, it's just not converting. And I, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this and I don't know what to post and I don't know what to say. And we can work through all of that. But my response is always, well, you're here. You have a business account or a page or Facebook. Like you're here. You're already doing it. So let's do it in a way that tells me you see the value or you wouldn't have an account here. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like you're already doing it. So let's do it right. And let's convert and let's make it work for you. And I really feel it. Anyone that is trying to grow a name or a brand or a business, you cannot afford to not be on social media. I mean, your business cannot afford to not have presence in this place. Like anytime I am posting and I'm getting that engagement, that's 12,000 eyes that are interacting with me in that way. I can't call 12,000 people, you know what I mean? I'd be on the phone all day, every day. Like it's just not reasonable. Like the mass of people it's amazing.
And for free.
All for free.
It's
a free platform.
Here's a question for you. Or I guess not a question, maybe more a comment, but we're literally talking, so we're talking real estate.
Yes.
Which in Idaho right now is a completely saturated market.
Yes.
This is very clear.
Right.
And then we're talking Instagram, which some people would easily argue that it's totally saturated as far as building a brand. Building an individual brand on its own, you could say, is also a saturated market, right? Everybody mm-hmm. is their own brand now.
Yeah.
How do you battle that?
Oh, man. Well, my kind of take on that, you're right. Everybody, it's the social media age. Like, but I think that's a good thing. Like, we're all a brand. Like, you know, the energy you're putting out and the words and the look and the aesthetic, all of that. It's like, again, you're already doing it. You're already out there kind of spreading this image of yourself. So why not do it in a way that is more intentional? And, you know, just taking a step back from like follower amounts, like I don't care if you have 500 followers, if they're excited about what you're doing, they're going to convert. They just will. I mean, I've worked with agents in the past, you know, 6 months where I've started working with them and they're converting leads from their Instagram within a week. I mean, it's that quick. Like, it's just crazy. Like, once you bring a little more intentionality to that space, it's kind of that, like, the pie is big enough for everybody. And the more you dive into, like, the nitty-gritty of your brand, your motto, you know, what you're about, like, you know, we've talked about in the past, like, lifestyle. Like, mm-hmm. lead with your lifestyle stuff and let real estate follow. Because the average person sells or buys a home, I believe, is like 7 times in their lifetime, right? So if you're just peddling real estate advice, it's challenging to get people to engage with that type of content, because most people, unless you're an investor, you don't really care about what's going on in a real estate market. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not something that's top of mind for most people. So if that's the only thing that you're peddling, you are going to have a really difficult time creating buzz and excitement and engagement. Whereas if you're talking about like senior chihuahuas, like it's so niched out, but like there are people, I mean, the things that I see being sold on Instagram are beyond, like, even to this day, like I spend a lot of time there, and it's just you, anything that you're passionate about and excited, if you're into it, there are other people that are into it. Right. There just are. It doesn't matter. You'll find them if you put yourself out there in an intentional way.
So push your passion and then let your business follow.
Yes. I would say,
I love it.
Right. I tell my clients, like, pick like 3 to 5 things that you're really into. And then what I tell them to do next is take that list, ball it up, and throw it in the trash. I'm serious, because most people, what is first of mind is like, okay, Idaho, being outside, walking my dog. It's like, okay, we all live in Idaho. We all like that stuff. So it's, you know, my goal in that homework assignment is to kind of get them to dig a little bit deeper. Like, what's beneath that first layer of who you are? Like, okay, well, I'm really into reading about horoscopes or like whatever it is. Like, it doesn't matter, but I encourage my clients to dig a little bit deeper, because that's where you're going to find, you know, where you're going to stand above that like fray, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. Take the time to be a little more thoughtful and it'll translate better in the platform.
Is that where you start with your clients, is, you know, identifying their personal
yes.
brand?
Yes, that's absolutely step one. Like, when I sit down with a client, I'm like, okay, this is where we're going to start. And we really, really want to be, I use the word intentional a lot, but it's just so important, like, about what we're trying to talk about. And if you're talking about things that maybe you're not that knowledgeable about, or you're not that excited about, especially like for me, like as a newer agent, like I don't, you know, it's just, it's a little bit harder. It's harder for me to get excited about picking up my phone and documenting what I'm doing. Like, so that's kind of why I try to lead with like, what are you excited to share with the world? What is something that you're so into? It's going to make content creation easier. It's going to make consistency easier, and it's going to make your expertise translate better.
Well, and when you're talking about what you love all the time, talking about your passions and putting it out there, you're also attracting those kind of people.
Exactly.
And so you're attracting your ideal client.
Yes, that's like by far my favorite part. Like, when I work with agents, that's what I say. I'm like, the leads you get, I mean, they're better than a referral. Like, mm-hmm. the way I do this, the way I structure myself on that platform, leads and clients, they come to me. They message me first. I very rarely send outbound messages on the platform. If I do, it's because I've already engaged with somebody and I know that, you know, maybe I can see they own a business and in California or something, and they're on my page. So, but the leads that you get when you put yourself out there and you're really excited about what you're talking about, they're like you. They already know you, they already like you, and they already trust you with their business. So by the time, I mean, they're like, it's 100% conversion rate. It's not like a Zillow lead or, you know, pay-per-click where you're like calling and just trying. And, you know, I mean, I definitely think that's important too. And I'm not knocking that by any means, but to not have those leads that come to you, it's like, they're my friends. Yeah. They really are. Like, they're people that are like me. We have similar interests. We like the same houses. Like, it's a blast to sell them houses. Like, it's the most fun.
Way more fun to work with people you like.
Right? Totally. But unless you put out there who you are a little bit, I mean, there's not much for your audience to gravitate to.
Well, I will say, so I have a business Instagram specific for my paintings, and I don't have over 1,000 followers on that account. But I do associate and converse with people who are interested in my paintings regularly.
Yes.
I don't post that often. I'm not very good at paying attention to that because I have, you know, a 9-to-5.
Right.
However, when I do put energy into, I think maybe 500 or 600 followers on that account, every single time there's a return on it because I'm intentional with the way that I do it.
Yes.
I've sold more paintings over Instagram and Facebook than anything else. I would say 90% over social media. Right. Right.
The data is so clear. Like, the amount of people that are shopping on Instagram is beyond, like, huge amounts of sales are being created on that platform. Like, people are there to give you their money. They're ready. Like, it's they're primed to be sold to, and it's quite powerful.
Yeah. So that kind of brings up a question that I have is, and we talked about this right at the beginning, the difference between a business Instagram page and a personal page.
Business page is a must.
Is a must.
Yep, yep.
Now, is that across social media altogether? If you're an agent, would you say a business Facebook page or a business Twitter page?
Right. So just speaking specifically to Instagram, the reason that I have everybody switch over to a business account when I work with them, if they're not already, without having a business account, I don't have data. I can't see your analytics. And as a marketer, that's, I mean, critical. You know, as far as Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and the other various platforms, there are pros and cons to all social media platforms. And I do touch on all of them when I very first meet with a client. And for example, like if you're a really strong writer, Twitter and LinkedIn might be a bit of a better match for you. Having a business page on Facebook is absolutely important, primarily if you want to spend money on advertising.
Right.
You have to have a Facebook business page if you want to run ads. And my kind of take on Facebook marketing, I think it's obviously still incredibly powerful. I mean, the data there is beyond, right? Like you can really micro-target and retarget and all of that. I think it's just a little bit pricier. And there's less free organic traffic happening there than there is on Instagram.
Right. So. Now, we might add, too, that even though you have a business page, you can still make it somewhat personal.
Oh, it's totally personal. No, yeah. The business is just on the back end.
Right.
Like that, the type of account you have, your clients don't see that. That's right. Just for you. I mean, you, there's like an option to like click on email me or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're totally right. It doesn't, all I want is the data, but what we present and how we interact on the platform is, yeah, much more, I encourage Which, like more you, of a lifestyle.
Like you do it with your page. And what's the name? Get your name.
My handle on Instagram is Toby in Boise, T-O-B-Y.
And that is a business page.
Yes.
But you, as you've said before, you do a lot of kind of like up-to-date lifestyle things going on.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and so that is a great way to take that, but then again, you take the time to go through the back door of the whole thing and go, okay, so I'm getting this bit of percentage coming from the north end that is following me, and so you got all that analytical information that helps you with your product.
Totally. Yeah. And it's so fast. Like it's real time feedback. And once you get a little bit more of an engaged audience working, you can ask them questions and interact with them. And yeah, you get a good idea of what they want to see, which is great.
How often does a person need to really post something that is integral to their business?
Well,
because you do a lot of personal stuff,
right?
But then again, you want to let people know and maybe farm those leads a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
see, is it I've heard 80-20, I've heard 50-50.
I would say 80-20 is probably pretty fair. Maybe 70-30. Like I definitely lead with lifestyle, and then like every now and then we'll make sure to post a house or like a showing. And like, even when it comes to like just, again, it's the same concept of dig a little bit deeper. Like if you're showing a house, like, you know, maybe beyond just like a quick walkthrough, like focus in on some detail. Like for example, I have a haunted house bit that I do. I know it's like the silliest thing, but it came about organically because I was walking through a home and it was terrifying. It had a murder room in the basement. It had a haunted room upstairs. It was a mansion. It was like some, I don't know, it was like a $800 million home in Eagle. Anyway, it was terrifying. It was terrifying. And so I did this huge walkthrough of this scary house and I put poles in there and so poles is just, I don't know, it's a way in your stories to like basically get more engagement.
Right.
Like, so you're just kind of, like asking for the...
You're asking for involvement.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think of this?
Right. Yes, yeah. No. What do you think? Yeah, totally. It's, and that's just sort of helps kind of boost that engagement. But anyway, I did this and it was a huge hit. Like I got more activity from that post and I have a pretty good idea at this point of like what's going to land. But every now and then I get a wild hair, like, so now it's an ongoing thing that I do. And so I'll post like, who's ready for another haunted house? Like, and I just find creepy, weird houses and share them. And, but people love it. And so it's just an example of like something that's just like a little bit more unique and weird. Like that's part of my shtick, is to be odd and weirdo, but yeah, that's kind of my thing. But
go to
whatever.
The Idaho State Penitentiary. That'll get really haunting.
I know. I'm going to somewhere, and I think there's some abandoned school in Caldwell that I'm going to, I think, in the next week, just for the to go do a tour of it. And there's a photographer that I know that's he wants to shoot it. Anyway, so that's on my list. I know it's like this weird stuff, but that's what lands. Like that's what, you know, for me, that's what gets the most engagement.
Exactly. That's what you're ultimately looking for is the people going, well, yeah, you can show me a regular house tour, but if you show me the unique ones, those are the ones that are going to get all of the engagements.
I mean, and it's not even necessarily that
we click on the fail pages and watch the guys that are, you know, falling off a bicycle backwards or, you know, something like that.
And the house doesn't even necessarily need to be unique, but like you are unique, like your take on whatever you're seeing, that's where the uniqueness lies. And sharing that is, you know, going to resonate. And I ask agents too, like, what do you like to look at when you're on the platform? Do you enjoy looking at just sold, just listed, pending posts all day long from the same account? Right. Like, no, like you don't even want to look at it. Like if you don't want to look at it, like guess what? Your audience doesn't either.
So. Right. Exactly.
Right. So that's just a tip that I like look at, take some time, look at the accounts that you follow that you really like, and then specify what is it that they're doing that I like. Like, okay, this account is really funny, or this account is really informative, or this account makes posts that are really shareable that I can add to my story, and I really like that. Like, and then you can kind of pick and choose and sort of emulate like the things that you like to see and looking through that lens when you're creating your own content.
Right, right. And you do that with your phone all the time.
Yes.
It's with you all the time.
That is one of the drawbacks of Instagram is it is a mobile platform. It's of all the platforms, it's the most strictly mobile. Mm-hmm. So it does require some phone time. But I mean, you're putting in the time in your business one way or another, right?
Like exactly.
Like you're going to put the time in. So
or you're going to sit in your cubicle for 4 hours.
Totally.
Hi, are you interested in buying a house? No, that's not going to be. You're going to go out. You're going to walk, do your thing and show, hey, this is what it's all about.
Totally.
This is what we do. This is the joy of Idaho, and this is what I dig. And people like that are going to following you because they dig kind of the same ideas.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into some burning secrets.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm full of secrets. Yeah, earmuffs.
No. What's one or two or three or however many you want to share? What's some of your takeaways or some of those little tips that everyone can use in growing their following and understanding their analytics?
Yes, we can do this all day long. So, if you want engagement, be engaging. Right. You kind of touched on that when you're talking about your painting page, like when you take the time to get on there and be present and responsive. Like, so that's if you want engagement, be engaging. Start liking on other people's posts. Comment something that is unique to that photo or post, or like take the time, especially if they're, you know, responding to what you're saying. So I tell people, like, I want you to respond to every single comment that you get on your post. And I want you to do that for two reasons. One, if someone is taking the time out of their busy day to write, hey, I love your sweater, or thanks for posting, that really landed with me, or oh, haha, like that's so funny, whatever it is, if they're taking the time to write a comment, I'm going to take the time to write back and say, thanks so much for the compliment, or I'm glad that resonated with you. Like, be as equally thoughtful as they are. Like, it's, you know, the gift of engagement. Like, if you want it, give it. So, and the other reason that I'm asking folks to comment, so the algorithm doesn't know if it's your follower's comment or your comment. The algorithm just sees comments. So if I get 50 comments on a post and I respond to every single one of them, I now have 100 comments on that post. And that tells the algorithm that this is a popular post, and it's going to boost it to the top of everybody's feed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So etiquette and analysis.
Yes. Yep.
Algorithms. Are there any other algorithm tricks or tips?
Yep. So that, you know, the more engaged you are on the platform, the more you're telling the algorithm that you're an active user. Mm-hmm. So if you're never on there, you're never commenting, you're never liking, you're never watching stories, you're telling the algorithm that you're not an active user. So they're not going to reward you by boosting you up both in the feed and then in the story feed up top, showing up first. I can't, and I'm like the visual, but yeah, so that's definitely, you know, be being engaged is a good way to get around that. And just, yeah, being mindful.
Instagram just did something different. If you have updated recently, you can't see how many likes.
Yep, they took likes away.
Photos, yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'm thrilled about it. I'm think it's a great thing. I you know, network with a few other people that do similar work in the consulting world as I do, and it's across the board. Like every consultant that I've spoken to is happy about this change. You still get to see your own likes.
Right.
To clarify. So I, as an account holder, I can still see, and I need to see that because I need to see what's landing. And we'll see how it, as because it's such a recent change, like I'm curious to see sort of what that does to like engagement. Mm-hmm. But the reason that Instagram is doing that, their algorithm is moving much towards favoring saves and shares.
Oh.
So on an Instagram post, you can like it, you can share it, which most of the time is posting to your story. Mm-hmm. And then you can also click save. So that's sort of the engagement, and then likes and comments, of course, comments are still, you know, popular in the algorithm. So anyway, they're just sort of changing, like, because likes and followers can be purchased.
Yeah.
So as an algorithm sense, they're moving away from that because it's easy to fabricate, which is good for yeah. content creators, you know, to know, like, okay, we're kind of shifting this way. So looking at that lens when you're deciding what to post and what to say, what's shareable and what's something that somebody might save.
Yeah. On a personal level, with my, like on my personal Instagram, I think I appreciate it because I'll post something that I'm like a photo that I'm in love with. And maybe it doesn't get as many likes, and it makes me kind of sad.
Right.
Like, oh, do I need to right. post this photo? They don't love it.
Right. And I, yeah.
I think it's awesome.
I tell my clients, too, like, not every post that you post is going to be hot like fire. Like, mm-hmm. I, generally speaking, have, like, a 5-to-1 rule. Like, I have a lot of posts that, because consistency is also really important with the algorithm. And just in business in general, right, being consistent is important. So, I know that not every single thing that I post is going to, you know, get a ton of comments or get a ton of likes, and that's okay because I'm still getting rewarded by the algorithm for being consistent.
Gotcha.
Just something to keep in mind.
That's good to know. So let's mm-hmm. talk about that consistency. How often do you encourage people to post? Are there times a day? Is it just top of mind thing?
Right.
Do you map it out?
If you're trying to grow an account, if it's like kind of a more top of mind focus for you, right? So you're ready. You're like, okay, I want to grow. Like, I want to do this. I'm ready. I would love to see you posting once a day. And there are apps and various third party companies. I have lists when I work with clients. I show them every third party program that I use and then some others that, you know, I'm like, maybe this like Hootsuite's maybe stronger than this other one or whatever it is. But there are apps that tell you the best time to post. Generally though, like just very generally speaking, Monday through Friday, engagement on weekends is just a little tougher. So if you have a fire photo, do not post it on the weekend. It's just, people are just less engaged generally because they're whatever. But generally Monday through Friday, anywhere from noon to 5 is like very loosely kind of time frames, but there are apps that can break down your specific audience and tell you when they're online.
I love it.
Yeah.
So if you want that list, you have to work with Toby.
That's right. You've got to hire me. Yep.
And she is available, and I've worked with you before. I've never walked away from a session with you without actionable items that I feel like I can grasp.
Yeah.
That's
my goal. I try to give people like really easy, digestible stuff, and like I preface like, okay, like, this is a lot of information, but even if you just take away like 5 things that really land with you and that, because you've kind of got to just sort of, yeah, I like for people to have like a general basis of knowledge and then sort of pick the things that, you know, they feel like will work for them and just go with that.
Well, that's kind of a thing we push for social media in general,
right?
Right.
Right.
So dabble in a few things, grab yeah. what you love and run with it.
Right.
I love it. You're so good at what you do. Let's use this as a tangent into, I'd love to plug our event that we have coming
yes, up. We have a very exciting event coming up. If you are enjoying this conversation, if you are serious about growing your business by way of social media, it's like a must. You've got to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have three very, very different people who have grown their Instagram accounts and other social accounts too, but we're focusing primarily on Instagram for this event.
Right.
Three very different people who've grown their accounts in three very different ways that are going to give us a little bit of insight on their direction and then the way that it's affected their business and the way they use it to leverage their business today.
Yeah.
And Toby is one of our panelists. The event is on February 18th. At 9 a.m. Sales for this event opened in December, specific to Silver Creek agents. And if you're interested in coming to the event, the link is open below.
All right. Exciting. Yeah. So this event, yeah, I'm obviously beyond excited. Like the other gentlemen that are on this panel, I mean, they're absolute powerhouses of knowledge. Like they know how to grow an account quickly and they have sort of a different background obviously than I do, but that's, I mean, they're playing to their strengths, which is what I encourage everybody to do, play to your strengths, right? But the amount of knowledge that they have, I'm excited to hear what they have to say, and I've worked with both of them in the past and I know they're a wealth of knowledge. But I wanted to make quick mention, so the reason that most of us choose Instagram, in my opinion, it's kind of the best of all the platforms in one. It's a visual platform. There's a space for writing copy. I call it like microblogging. If writing is a strength of yours, if that's something that you like to do, it's organic traffic. Like of all the platforms, it really is. There's a reason that all three of us focus on Instagram, because as a platform only, like it just lends itself so well to organic growth.
I love it. It's helpful. I've never thought of it that way.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of the best of all the platforms. Like, yeah, and just the way it's set up, like versus other platforms, as far as like time in and, you know, profit out.
Yeah.
It's just the one that makes the most sense for most businesses.
And it's not going anywhere at this point.
No.
You know, a couple of years ago, people would say, well, don't put all your eggs in. I mean, it's still
right.
It still applies. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And then, you know, what are you going to do when Instagram goes away? Well, it's really not going anywhere. Facebook bought Instagram, right, and they're not.
Right.
It's their stay, right?
And I actually touch on that when I consult with clients, because I totally agree with you. I don't want anyone putting all their eggs in one basket. I don't think that's a good choice. So we do kind of go over that when I consult, how to convert these leads, how to take this relationship and move it offline. Because that's kind of a spot that I see people get stuck in. They're like, okay, I've got some people here, but not converting, or I'm having these conversations, but I'm not sure how to turn it into a transaction. Because I'm like, as an agent, I don't get paid to show houses. I don't get paid to spend time talking to leads. I get paid at the closing table. That's when I get paid. So everything I do is like to get me to that place as fast as possible, because I want to get them in, get them out, you know, and like so that I can get paid, right? That's what we're all here to do. So I do kind of touch on, yeah, how to get the relationship offline and how to kind of protect your business in a way on the back end structurally, so that even if Instagram disappears tomorrow, I have an email list, you know, I have a database, I have other marketing means of reaching out to people. So just sort of to cushion yourself a little bit, so that you're not all eggs in one basket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, smart.
How much are tickets to the event?
So if there's one more thing that you could add before we wrap up
sure.
The podcast here, what would be the one takeaway here?
My takeaway, just for myself personally, creating a presence on Instagram changed my life in every way. It expanded my social circle, expanded my knowledge, it expanded my business. It has opened doors for me that I never even dreamed would open when I first started 4 years ago. Like I tell everybody that I work with, like there is no bad that comes from building a platform. There's not. It's just the more it grows, the more opportunity will find you, because you're present. And that's just so powerful. And, you know, it's so much more. And once you kind of get rolling and have a little bit more of understanding, it's the most fun thing as a business owner and a marketer. Like, what is more fun than making fun, cool content and having people that are ready to go and like what I'm doing and engaging with me? It's so much fun once you kind of get into it. And like, you know, like I say, like we all have to put ourselves out there. We're business owners. Right, like right. We all have to market. We all have to sell. It's not optional. So why not do it in a way that feels really organic and cool to you?
Excellent.
Yeah.
That way you can contact everybody that's following you instead of seeing your friend that's going, oh man, I've made 10 phone calls in the last hour. Totally. I got 24 more to go before I can even get out of this chair.
Yeah. It's the most fun. Like I said, the people that I work with from Instagram are like, they're seriously my best friends. Like we have so much fun. Like it makes real estate fun. Like, you know, if you're working with people that you like and that like you, hello, like to go look at houses and to work through transactions. I mean, transacting is hard. Like people, it's a very high stress time in someone's life. Like to buy and sell a house is huge. So to have at least some common ground with your clients, it just makes the whole process fun. And it should be fun. Work
should
be fun.
That's what I was going to say. They don't know everything about you, but they know enough to be friends with you and have can carry on a common conversation.
Right. Exactly. It's awesome. The most fun.
Well, this has been a fun conversation.
Good.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Toby and Boise on Instagram.
Yep, Toby and Boise on Instagram. And I am accepting new clients in 2020. I have a new office. I've expanded so that I have a real formal place where we can go meet and work and get things done. And whether you're a brand new agent or you're experienced, like I can help you grow. And it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. It's,
excellent.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
I know, right?
All right. Great. Well, this has been a great Idaho Minute podcast. And co-host Liz, anything else?
No, we're just excited to have you here. Thanks so much, Toby.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. On behalf of Idaho Minute podcast, executive producer Liz Comer, and myself, Jeff Carpenter, we'll see you next time on Idaho Minute podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Idaho Minute podcast. My name is Liz Comer. I'm your executive producer and co-host of the Idaho Minute podcast.
And I'm co-host Jeff Carpenter, and we'll see you next time.